it's amazing because people that maybe never use those, now that they get in here and they see how they love it, and then more people come and more people come to try to use some of this stuff.
Kyle Wenzel, back with Uncharted Performance. We are hanging this evening, Saturday evening, at OSI, Old School Iron, with TJ Slomka.
Yep.
Sir, thank you very much for having us.
Thanks for having me.
I think it's finally getting cool. It is. We're shooting this in early December. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
December 3rd today.
The 3rd. Yeah, Saturday the 3rd.
Yeah, I think it's finally getting cold. Yeah, it's refreshing though, so that's the good thing about it.
You know, the change is good. Yeah. The warm it wears on us a little bit, so a little change of season's okay.
But you're just rocking the hoodie, you know.
That's it. I'm used to it.
Yeah, exactly. Cleveland bred.
I'm used to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Before we get to the interview, I just want a couple quick shout outs to some of our patrons. If you guys were catching some of our episodes from this season, you know we have hooked up with patreon.com as a way for our community to support the podcast, and also 10% of that goes to a better chance. So Mark Canella from Columbus Weightlifting, Anna Marie Murphy, Anthony Fazio, and Harry Figgy, thank you guys very much for pledging, and thank you very much for your support. So that said, let's get right into it. TJ, you are the owner of Old School Iron.
Correct.
It is a Westside Barbell certified gym.
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means we have certain equipment in here that allows you to complete workouts in a conjugate system type of programming system. A lot of posterior chain equipment that you may not find anywhere else.
Any examples? We'll probably get into it a little bit more later. But
you can probably see a couple back there. There's a couple of the new reverse hypers. One of them is a dual pendulum, so you can work each leg independently or each limb independently. And the other one over there has a bent pendulum, so the weight sits behind you a little more, makes things a little more difficult. And the tables also tilt, so you can get a little more traction than just a flat table like our old, the original reverse hyper. So those are a couple things. We've got belt squats. We've got an inverse curl, a hip and ab developer, hip and thigh developer. We got the bands, chains, all that kind of stuff, specialty bars, things like that.
If you don't know what TJ is talking about, look it up. We're just coming in OSI.
Just come on in. Yeah. We'll help you out.
Yeah. If you're in Cleveland, definitely check out the gym. It is actually our first time here. So, again, thank you for hosting us.
Sure.
Walking in, it's a very impressive space.
Oh, thank you.
It looks very cool with all the graffiti on the walls, obviously. It's from the feedback and the people I've talked to. It's kind of the mecca of strength and Cleveland.
I like to hear that. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah, a lot of good feedback. I feel like everybody that I know of has actually dropped in at least once just to check it out, see what it's about, and train here. It's basically an absolute playground if you're into strength training, but you do a lot besides that as well. And we'll get into that a little bit more later in the interview.
Sure.
A person that we interviewed earlier, actually called him Brandon Morrison of Lift Big, Eat Big. Because you hosted him, so thank you for that for that one too. But if you don't know Brandon, check episode 33, I think. But how did the seminar go with Brandon?
It went well. They were here for 2 days, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. I don't know every single thing they did because I was back and forth a little bit. But as far as I know, our coaches or our people here that attended the seminar said it went well. They learned a lot of things, and they definitely worked hard for those 2 days. So, yeah, it went well.
Awesome. Do you host? How often do you host events like that?
It depends. We've done, and we're getting ready to do another thing with Donnie Thompson. So, we've done one seminar with him already. He's going to come in again, and I'll announce that. It'll be February 11th, I think it is. And he'll go over all of his body tempering. It'll be a small setting. He doesn't want a lot of people. So
Donnie's
10,
out on the West Coast,
people.
Right?
Yeah, well, no, he's on the East Coast. He's down in South Carolina.
Okay, gotcha. I think he was out on the West Coast for something else. I apologize.
Okay. Yeah, he'll be in. I have done, I've had Fred Hatfield here for a seminar. Boy, I'm trying to think. That may be it. I've talked to Matt Wenning about doing one here. I just, sometimes the price of these things prices some of our guys out of it, unfortunately. I don't know why that is. Yeah. Westside is doing one here February 4th. So they're going to come in and they'll go over their principles and actually demonstrate stuff on the equipment and things like that. Louie won't be here, but the guys that help, you know, run these seminars from his gym, they'll be here. And that's another good one that, you know, if you want to learn how to use this equipment, definitely attend
all
that.
Right, awesome. Mm-hmm. So we'll have, as we always do, we'll link all that information up.
Sure.
Probably, it'll be kind of weird in the time continuum, but we'll probably promote it on your behalf too.
Okay, so great.
If it's coming up before the interview.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely.
All right, man. So let's get to know TJ.
Okay, all right.
Before we get to know the gym.
Uh-huh.
Last name, Slomka.
Yes.
It's not a typical, I guess, American name, right?
No, it's not. No.
What's the history behind the name?
It's Polish.
Okay.
I don't know much more than that. I know it's Polish.
Yeah.
It's one of those names that when you spell it for someone over the phone or someone tries to say it, it's tough. It, to me, it's easy. It's, you know, yeah. Slomka. It's not very difficult, but... it's just one of those weird names that unless you spell it out, it's tough to say.
It's easy for me to say because I am Polish.
There you go.
Yeah, Slomka. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, kind of rolls off your tongue mm-hmm. in a sense.
Yep.
S-L-L-M-K-A. Yeah. So, enough of spelling. We got the last name down.
Yeah.
So, when people call you, they know how to pronounce it.
Sure, exactly. Or TJ. Just
or TJ, yeah, exactly. Yep. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do growing up, athletically speaking?
I was mainly a baseball player,
okay.
So I played a lot of baseball. I also played football. Went to Eds. Mm-hmm. I played football at Eds. Had some offers to go to some small colleges to be a long snapper, of all things, in football. But I ended doing that. 5'10".
5'10".
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I was little. In high school, I think I graduated weighing about 165 pounds. So I was small.
Yeah.
But... you know, I had some opportunities. I decided not to take them, and I stayed here, mm-hmm. went to school at CSU.
Go Vikings?
Yes, exactly. And I did the typical, you know, washed-up athlete thing. I played a lot of softball. You know, we traveled, played 7 days a week, you know. But I've always been interested in this. So, you know, fitness or something along those lines was something that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I was doing that in college. For, you know, circumstances, living circumstances, whatever. I just had to end up finishing my degree. So
okay.
I didn't finish in fitness, but I did finish. And then the opportunity came as I was working in the corporate world mm-hmm. to get a gym, and I jumped on it, and here we are.
So how did the opportunity come about? Because obviously there's a lot of gyms, but not everybody owns a gym, right?
Sure,
not everybody jobs on. Why did you jump on the opportunity? I think it's maybe better.
There was
question.
The gym, not like it is now, but a gym existed on Cam's Corner that I used to go to, actually. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, it was not making it anymore. I think, you know, after time, sometimes ownership, you know, they lose interest or, you know, they have other things they want to do. Mm-hmm. So anyways, the gym was not in good shape. So there was an opportunity there. So I jumped on it. I purchased the gym. I tried to make it work in that location, just wasn't happening. Actually, two gyms opened up. There was that one around the corner, Fitness 19, and then Anytime Fitness.
Okay.
And that hurt us, you know. At the time when I first bought it, there were no other gyms
from a price.
But the Y.
Okay.
Yeah, pricing was terrible. Yeah. I mean, they were $10 a month, Fitness 19. The other gym was expensive, but they offered 24/7, and people, you know, some people like that.
Yeah.
So it was tough to get members and then retain them, mm-hmm. especially when they found out there's a $10 gym around the corner.
Okay.
So it was one of two things. Close up mm-hmm. and say, I gave it a shot,
yeah.
or move and develop the type of gym that I really wanted to do. We were in retail space there, so there wasn't a lot of room to put turf in, no room for equipment.
So there were some zoning restrictions?
Not zoning, just the space, the limitations of the space.
Okay.
So, and parking, that was another thing, parking. a good corner, a lot of people on the corner, you know, that's a busy place for retail, but for a gym, it just, for us, it wasn't working. So we moved into this building, two doors down. I think we doubled membership within that year from leaving Cam's Corner to coming over here.
Any idea why?
I think it's the atmosphere, and of course, I upgraded a lot of equipment, mm-hmm. you know, racks and deadlift yeah. platforms, monolifts, things like that. It was also a better atmosphere, you know. Okay. Believe it or not, the graffiti, the turf, that gives everyone a different feel, yeah. you know. And there's a group of people that likes this, you know, or that like this. It's definitely not your everyday person that comes in here. But I think it was the atmosphere and okay. the way, you know, the way we run things. You come in here, you can use your chalk, you know, you can yell, you know, if you swear, we're not gonna, you know, yeah. it's, you know, this is a gym. We promote working hard. And if that's what you want to do, you can come here and do it. We're not going to stop you.
Why the headache of owning a gym, of opening a gym? Because I imagine it's not a...
It's not easy. I'll say this. It's probably... I don't want to say I thought like this, but maybe part of me did. Well, I own a gym. I can work out all day. Yeah. I can, you know... It
just
turns out...
like everybody's, I guess, individuals like myself, it's like kind of like the dream. Hey, I'm going to have my own gym. I can yep. go train whenever mm-hmm. I want, but I don't think it's...
It doesn't work that way. Not for me anyways. Not if you want the gym to grow mm-hmm. and do well. If I'm here just lifting weights and not paying attention to the business, you won't make it. Mm-hmm. So I have a whole gym set up in my basement of all things. I got all this equipment, and I honestly don't use it. I can't. Mm-hmm. Unless I come in the evenings, and that doesn't always work, yeah. but... it is a little bit of a headache, but it's worth it. You know, okay. it's what I like to do. I work with kids. I train a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. It's where I want to be, you know? So there's good and bad in everything. Yeah. The bad that's involved with owning a gym, I don't mind.
Okay.
You know,
it's what are some of the bad quote unquote things that you have to
do? It's always, you know, financially, it's always, you know, it's always a bear to mm-hmm. keep something like this going. You're not going to get rich, mm-hmm. you know? I live simply.
Yeah.
You know, or simple. Depends, I don't get crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
depends how you define rich, right?
Mm-hmm. For me, I came from a middle class family, and that's still what I am, okay. you know? So financially, that's always a thing. The maintenance in a place like this, we don't charge maintenance fees or anything like that, like most gyms do. Mm-hmm. So when things break and wear out, you know, we got to replace it. And that's always a tough thing, or can be.
Because some of the equipment, again, is very, I mean, specialty equipment too. It's not like the stuff that you see at, you know, Fitness 19 or whatever.
Yeah, right? No, it's expensive. I use vendors that deal with this specific equipment. So everything's made well. We break it still, believe it or not. But I try to buy things that will last, can stand up to a beating, you know, this all day of people in and out. So there's your equipment, and then it's you know, sometimes the disrespect for the equipment. I hate to say that, but you know, the slamming of things that don't need to be slammed and leaving things out, you know, the typical housekeeping stuff. Gotcha. That's never going to go away. It used to be really hard on me. Now I've come to accept it, and it is what it is. We control it as much as uh-huh. we can, and you know, if we find someone really abusing equipment, we'll talk to them, but you know, for the most part, it works out, okay. you know.
And something that you mentioned before I started recording, you didn't, right now this is your full-time job.
This is.
Owning the mm-hmm. OSI at this current space. But that's not how you started out. Mm-mm. You actually were working full-time.
I was working full-time.
And you were also running the gym before.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
Again, why? why take it on more, right? Because for some people, having a 9-to-5 is enough.
Yep.
Right. Why? I mean, why take that on, that extra stress work in a sense?
I didn't want to work for anyone anymore.
Okay.
I just didn't. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do my own thing and control my own destiny.
Okay.
I know it sounds weird.
It was
or
a leading
funny,
question,
but,
I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I wanted to do my own thing. Mm-hmm. And this is something I love to do. So I thought, might as well make it that.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to do anything, you know, so. I worked and did this to get the gym to where I need it to be so that it can support me solely financially. At the beginning, there was no way. I had to work. And, you know, the money I made from my job, my full-time job, a ton of it went back into the gym.
Okay, you know,
and I mean a lot of it.
So you invested in yourself, in a sense,
yes.
by investing into the gym.
Yes.
Did you model this after anything, or is it just kind of in your head? How do you develop, I guess, the plan for what you want your gym to be? Because you mentioned you left, you changed spaces because you wanted to create something that you wanted.
Sure, sure.
Is this what you wanted? Is this what you pictured?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. How did you picture that? What's the kind of creative thought process?
Man.
Taking you back, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's from over the years of, you know, how some of the fitness industry has evolved with having turf and sleds and things like that. So that was a big part of it. Where is fitness going? And, you know, I don't know, maybe even 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I don't know. You may not have seen some of these sleds, 15 years maybe. Yeah. When I was, you know, growing up, we didn't have any of this stuff. But it's evolved into this, so I wanted that to be a part of the gym. I wanted to be, maybe this is the best way to say it, I wanted to be able to offer a place that anyone that wants to work hard with no frills, no high pressure sales or anything like that, in an atmosphere that they can just be themselves, train how they want to. This was it. If you're a CrossFitter, I don't know, do you CrossFit?
Occasionally.
Okay. Yeah. So if you CrossFit, you can come here and do it. We don't have everything, but you can do it. If you're a power lifter, boy, there's everything there.
Yeah, strongman.
Strongman, we have that. If you're a bodybuilder, we have that. If you are, like, I train athletes, kids that play sports. Mm-hmm. If you're an athlete and you're maybe not going to, you know, get on the platform and power lift, you can do that here. So we appeal to a broad
spectrum,
yeah, of people. And
but at the same time, it's not for everyone.
It's not, no.
Okay.
So if you're, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I think it, I don't want to say we got lucky, but I mean, we've created this place and we have people that like it, you know?
Because my question is going to be, why do you think it's worked out so well?
Boy. Well, you know, yeah, I know, exactly. If you've heard anything about us, I'm sure you've heard nothing bad. I hope not.
No.
I like to think that I do a good job here, keep people feeling welcome. When you come in that door, we don't hound you. If you come in and you're thinking about joining, we say you can look around, you know, have a look and see what you think. Yeah. If you like it, we're here. If not, that's okay. So I don't make anyone make appointments to come in and look at the gym. You can come in, take a look, and decide for yourself. Why we've been successful, I don't know. You know, maybe part of it is the way we run things, you know.
Because you seem very laid back from, you know, from today and the conversation that we had previous. You seem like a likable guy, whatever that means from me. Right,
right. Right.
No, but you had a pretty cool conversation. Obviously, it's very laid back. It seems like a comfortable space. Obviously, it's empty here now, but it's quiet. Yeah. But, you know, if you're the owner, you're kind of your persona is sprinkled throughout, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe you might be the reason why.
maybe I did have something to do with it. I don't know.
Take the credit for it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're here in the evening when some of the power lifters are here, some of the guys lifting a little more heavy weight, it's a little more intense. And I don't bother anybody. I come in, I may have something to do, or I'm training my kids, whatever, and I let people do their own thing. I still make sure that I'm accessible and you see me and I'm here, but I don't bother anyone. You know, let them do their workouts. You can come in here and just, you know, train how you want to train.
How do you pick the equipment that you buy? Because it's not, some of the stuff in here is not cheap.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Especially some of the newer stuff you got. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you have, I don't know, two or three monoliths out there.
Yeah, four monoliths. So
those things are not.
No, they're not cheap. Unfortunately, they're not.
Yeah, yeah. No. How do you pick what you buy or buy next?
A lot of it's based on the needs of the gym. So we started with one monolift. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't enough. It's amazing because people that maybe never use those, now that they get in here and they see how they love it, and then more people come and more people come to try to use some of this stuff. So I base it on, you know, the training needs of the people here. And then I always pay attention to what's coming out, what's new, what's out there that we haven't, you know, brought in here that we could use. You know, that bear crawl I got, I don't know, maybe about a month ago. We got a lot of rugby players in here, mm-hmm. you know, that train to play rugby. You know, just amateur guys. Yeah. They love that thing, okay. you know. I train some football players, you know. That's a piece of equipment that's great for them. So a lot of this stuff back here is based on just what's good for conditioning and what, you know, what's good for some team sports, okay. you know.
More sports specific stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And out there, still sports specific things, but, you know, the monoliths and, you know, the deadlift platforms and things like that, you know, the power lifters tend to gravitate towards that stuff mm-hmm. a little more. And then obviously all this posterior chain stuff that we have here. You know, with the issues everyone can have with that part of the body, we make sure we focus on it. So that's why that stuff is in here.
Okay. I was going to actually maybe hold up to this question might relate to something we'll get to in the second half. Mm-hmm. But so you kind of did, as we're talking, you are mentioning kind of, I guess, different clicks.
Uh-huh.
Do you see that in the gym ever? Like, hey, the power lifters are going to hang out here.
Sure.
This, okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right. How do y'all get along?
We're a gym full of mainly guys, so it can get intense at times. But the reality is, everyone in here is pretty helpful. Mm. So if you're a power lifter or you want a power lift and you come in here, and some of the more experienced guys, they'll help you. If you have questions, you know, it's not a problem. Everyone kind of helps each other. And I've seen people come in here by themselves, and now they're part of a group. You know, and then someone else come in by themselves, and now they're part of that same group. And right. these little groups have grown. Same thing with bodybuilders. You'll see the bodybuilders will be together, helping each other pose, training together, you know, talking about diets, whatever yeah. it is. And then you got a lot of, I don't want to say CrossFitters, but, you know.
Functional fitness.
Yeah, uh-huh. yeah. Those guys will kind of linger together. Uh-huh. So, but everybody gets along. Okay. You know, there's a diverse group of people in here, and it works.
That's awesome. Yeah. You don't see that in a lot of gyms where you have oftentimes people are talking to each other in the first place. Mm-hmm. But if you can have mm-hmm. different cliques and then maybe the different groups talking to each other and helping each other out, it's pretty awesome.
Sure, yeah.
Anything ever bomb in terms of equipment that you bought? Something just didn't work out and you thought, man, this is a great idea. But
yes. yes. As a matter of fact, they made a but it was a great idea. I wish it would have worked. So instead of flipping a tire, you know, so you have to have a tire and flip it up and down the turf. There was this, I forget what it was called. Oh man, it just escapes me. Anyways, they cut a tire in half and it had some braces and then it bolted into the ground. And then you could flip it and then your partner could flip it back. But that was the worst thing. We bolted it down twice. Uh-huh. It came out of the concrete twice. The company that I work with, I got to mention them because they're great, Elite uh-huh. FTS.
Yeah.
They took it back.
If you're watching this, there's a big logo there in the back.
Yeah, right there on the bench.
Yeah.
They took it back, got my money back, yeah. and the equipment's not even out there anymore. Okay. So that bombed. I was hoping that would have worked. I don't think I think anything else. We break a lot of stuff, you know. We break deadlift bars. Let's see, what else do we break? All three sleds have been broken. the farmer's walk. So we go through some stuff, but I don't think we've had anything actually bomb other than that.
Okay.
I can't think of anything else.
So knock on these wooden boxes.
Yeah, knock on wood. we'll see how it goes, yeah. you know.
How has the gym, if it has, mm-hmm. how has the gym evolved since you opened up this facility, this space?
This particular space yeah. here? Well, we've grown in members. We've grown in the amount of equipment that we need. We're growing into space next door where we're going to offer classes and things like that, MMA, boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, things like that, functional fitness. So we've been able to grow the people that actually come in here. We've got more of them.
Okay.
You know, so we've got more people that want to power lift that are here. We got more people that want to bodybuild that have decided to come here. We host powerlifting meets. That's helped.
Yeah.
You know, we get people that come in that didn't know about us. They come in for a meet and, you know, next thing you know, they join or they come in for dailies if they're in town, whatever it is.
Okay.
So one way or another, we grab members, yeah. You know.
And the one thing I want to point out, too, is I don't think people do realize it, but I think going back to the groups that you mentioned and the different, I guess, fitness modalities that of training, is that they can borrow from each other. Because I don't think,
sure,
you know, I don't think enough CrossFitters necessarily do enough bodybuilding type of movements. Powerlifting and strongman can get interrelated, right? There's a lot of carryover. So if you have that in one space, it's also a benefit to the athlete.
Sure.
So just don't necessarily stay within your kind of narrow focus of whatever training you're doing. Do look at the other guys and gals training in a different way, because that could probably help you out.
Sure.
You know, powerlifting, a lot of posterior chain.
Yes.
They can probably, like you said, help anybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
So again, don't be afraid to step in here.
Okay. No. You're doing good. Go ahead. Keep going.
and try out some of the stuff. How have you evolved?
Whew, boy, oh boy.
As a business owner since you opened up. This is the last question. So
let's
before
see.
The break.
Okay. How have I evolved as a business owner? Wow. Boy, that's a tough question, Paul. Man, you're getting me good here.
We can take a break, and I'll let you off the hook. Give you a few.
Yeah, give me a few minutes to think about that one. That's a good one. I have to think about that for a second.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with TJ.
Okay.
Welcome to the intermission, the most epic intermission you will ever watch or listen to.
Very, very.
Very epic. We are actually sitting down, so it's not so epic, but we are taking a little break to take the opportunity to remind everyone a few quick items.
Item number one, head on over to our website, unchartedperformance.com, and sign up for the newsletter there.
If you don't, our man over here, Liam Neeson, will come and find you. If you don't know Liam Neeson, you don't want to find out.
He's very scary. We're terrified of him. Also, if you are listening on iTunes or Stitcher, make sure you leave an honest 5-star review and a comment. You can do the same on YouTube if you're watching. You can like the video and leave a comment if you feel so inclined.
And if you happen to be watching on YouTube, on our screen, you already see all our social media accounts and where you can follow us. But if you are listening on iTunes or Stitcher and you need that daily fix of Uncharted and everything epic about it, like us on Facebook at Uncharted Performance, same thing on Instagram at Uncharted Performance, and Twitter at Reach Uncharted. And last but not least, and probably most importantly, something very cool that we're doing for the upcoming upcoming season and moving forward is
Patreon. Patreon is a very cool platform. It allows you, the viewer, the listener, to pledge to support us and get rewarded for it, of course. What we also chose to do with Patreon is to donate 10% of your pledges to A Better Chance. It is a program that helps youth or kids and young adults both to get better access to education.
So without further ado, make sure to subscribe, follow, comment, leave us feedback. The more, the better. Mm-hmm. And back to the show.
Thank you.
Enjoy, guys. Take care. We are back with TJ at Old School Iron OSI here in Cleveland. We're not letting you off the hook.
Okay.
All right. So back to the last question.
Okay.
How have you evolved or been evolving as a business owner? Making sure that you cater to,
yes,
which we kind of emphasize, a very, very varied clientele base.
I think one of the things, or a huge thing I learned from when I first started, is if we had a power rack, which we did, we had two at when I was very, you know, at the very beginning. And one of the things I would do is say, okay, well, we got power racks, we're good, we don't need that. We have benches, we're good, we don't need that. We have this, we're good, we don't need that. Over the years, I realized that's the last thing you should think. Mm-hmm. If you think that you have, you know, some of this stuff and then you're good, you don't need to get any more equipment, it'll backfire on you quickly. Mm-hmm. So I've learned to stay ahead, or at least with whatever the trends are, and you got to turn over equipment. So we had benches in here that They were bolted together. There was more bolts than welds on them. They just didn't hold up for us. There's too much traffic and too much banging of the benches, just normal wear and tear that didn't work for us. And I couldn't do it anymore. I thought I will be all right, but we're not. So you have to turn over equipment. You can't stick with the same thing with every piece of equipment. You're going to have to turn it over at some point. And you can't stand pat. I mean, you have to bring something in new all the time. And if you watch our page, maybe you see it on my page, we're always bringing in something, even if it's
brand new toys.
Yeah. Yeah. Something. Yeah. If it's, you know, new bars or new cable attachments, a bear crawl, a rickshaw, a sled, something. Even if it's new and you never had it, or get an additional one, or just a brand new piece altogether. So you got to stay ahead of that. You know, the members, if people are paying members and they aren't seeing new equipment or seeing things happen, it looks negative for me, or I can be looked at negatively, like, what are you doing with the gym? You know, you're standing pat, you're leaving it as it is. And that's one thing that we don't do. I think if you talk to any member in here, they'll tell you there's always something going on, always something new, always something happening. So I've grown big time in that respect.
Okay. Something you mentioned when we were taking the break was a good example of the powerlifters and the bodybuilders. Mm-hmm. So, and keeping your ear to the ground, is that you got something nice for the powerlifter.
Right.
And then the bodybuilders felt left out, right?
Yes, it happens. So you got to make sure everyone stays happy. And sometimes it doesn't take a lot. You know, it's an attachment or, you know, a new set of medicine balls, something.
Yeah. So it can be the smallest thing.
It can
have a much bigger impact than
than
it's visible.
Mm-hmm. I was part of a gym growing up that it was the same stuff all the time. Now, me personally, it was okay. I'm a creature of habit. I went in, I had the same things. I used the same stuff all the time. So at that time, it was okay. But now I'm on the other side and I own the business and you're like, whoa, you can't do that. No wonder that gym didn't last. No wonder they tried it two times and it didn't work. Because you can't just buy equipment, leave it there and say, that's it, I'm done. Now I'll collect memberships and I'm done. It just doesn't work that way. This is a job. I mean, I have to work.
Yeah. You know? Speaking of that, great segue. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are the sole owner.
Yes.
Of OSI.
Mm-hmm.
What are the benefits of being, benefits and maybe some negatives of doing it all your own?
Okay.
On yourself?
The benefits for me, the type of person that I am, when I want to do something a certain way, I just want to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. If I have my vision, I want to follow it, do it the way I want to do it. I have a plan in mind. I like to just go ahead and execute it and do the things that I want to do. I guess the downside of that is sometimes you don't get a second opinion on, you know, maybe I don't, maybe my idea isn't good, you know? But for me to be the sole owner, it's less headaches in my opinion. You know, I have, I have, you know, we print our own shirts here, you know, so we have designs and things like that. And to run it through a bunch of people, what do you think about this one? What do you think about that? I don't want to do that. I just want to, you know, take my vision, go with it and see what happens. Okay. Again, there could be a negative there. Maybe something I come up with is not very good. And
like that piece of
that's
equipment.
Happened.
Like that tire flip.
Like the tire flipping thing. So there's benefits, you know, and there's negative parts of that. But
you're willing to take the risk.
Yeah, I'd rather do it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, right now I'd rather do it that way.
All right. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. From following your page, and we have been for a while, is that there seems to be, and kind of going back to something that we touched upon earlier, is this really close-knit community and a lot of good feedback about you, specifically. You know, if you go to the Facebook page, a lot of people giving you a lot of love. But in general, the community seems very close-knit. Did you do that intentionally? Did you, again, when you opened the gym, what can I do to make sure everybody gets along? Did you think about that, or is it more just organic?
I think it just happened organically. I'll be honest, when I started Facebook, I didn't even have a Facebook page. We like, I think it was 2 years into it where we finally were like, well, we better get a Facebook page, yeah. You know?
Your middle name is OSI Jim.
I know. They wouldn't let me make it the gym name only. So I had to, I'm stuck with that.
Yeah.
It just happened, I think. Social media, I think, is a part of that, you know, because we have people that'll post their videos here and everyone can jump in and discuss it. And if there's issues, they can help each other with form or whatever it is. So that's helped, but I did not see this.
Okay.
You know, I didn't see this part coming, you know. I guess over the years being involved in a gym, it's kind of what, you know, I would like to see happen, but you know, when you get into it, you don't know what's going to happen, okay. You know.
Something you brought up in the first half is that you don't sell.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you keep the gym growing? Are you looking to grow?
Yes, we are growing. Mm-hmm. It's social media, word of mouth. People come in here, like you're going to leave here.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't even train here.
TJ was a nice guy.
Yeah, you say, yeah, he's a cool guy, and man, you should have seen the gym.
Yeah.
You know, and that works. You know, we have so many things here that anyone that comes in can find something to do.
Sure.
Or something to try.
Yeah.
You know, something they've never seen before. Or maybe something they've seen online and thought, well, my gym doesn't have this, but you can come here and do it.
Sure.
So word of mouth is a big thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of talked about who trains at OSI, the kind of different people. I don't want to say different people, but the different groups.
Mm-hmm.
Demographically speaking, you said it's mostly guys, or do a lot of women train at OSI?
We are.
Because I don't want to make it sound like it's an intimidating, hey.
No. We already have a little bit of that as it is. So as far as the female base, it has grown tremendously.
Okay.
If you go outside the other side of the door here, and you can see the female record board for powerlifting. And it's full. It's basically full. If you would have tried to do that, let's say even 4 years ago, 3 years ago, it wouldn't have been full.
Okay.
You know, there wouldn't have been enough females in here to cover those weight classes. So the women that like to lift, they come here.
Okay.
You know, it's still mostly men, mm-hmm. but we've got a great female base.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You mentioned kids classes too. So
yes.
Age spectrum is, you know.
We're all over the place. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
So besides me coming in here and training for strongman, which I am now, or you know, coming into powerlift or whatever, what do you offer besides just the general space out here?
As far as if you want to,
like services, you mentioned, you know, do you have any classes? You mentioned
yes.
you do train as well, actually.
Yeah, we've got a couple trainers here. Mm-hmm. We got a couple guys that deal more with people that maybe want to prepare for a show. You know, both male and female,
okay.
Prepare for a show, lose weight, just get in better shape. I tend to push towards athletes and things like that, kids that play sports.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're involved in a sport and want to get stronger and faster and just maybe improve your conditioning, I can help you with that. So we don't have a ton of trainers here right now, but with our space next door that we're expanding into, we're going to bring on more that can help with a lot of the martial arts, MMA, boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, functional fitness. So you'll be able to do organized classes, the regular gym, and then if you're into any type of sports performance, then I can help you with that.
Okay.
So we can help pretty much everyone. Maybe we don't have any CrossFit instructors here, but you can still do it if you'd like.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of the expansion and offering the MMA and the martial arts, was that one of your ideas?
Yes.
just to piggyback off that earlier mm-hmm. question.
We tried it back here for a while.
Uh-huh.
Not any of the martial arts, but just like functional fitness.
Uh-huh.
It just, I don't know, it just didn't catch on. I don't know if it was the space. We didn't have enough space. You know, people from the regular gym still wanted to use the turf. I don't know what it was, but it didn't work. It seems like now's the right time. Some of the contacts I've made, some of the people I've met that can help get this going, help me with it, that's the right time.
I was going to ask, why do you think it's going to work?
That's exactly why. I think I've got the right people to kind of help him, you know, be involved, instruct the classes. We got good instructors. The base here is a bit bigger. I don't know that a lot of our people will want to do the classes, but our base here is bigger, which will help. Again, word of mouth.
Yeah.
If someone here doesn't want to take classes, but they have a friend that's been wanting to, they can say, hey, you can do it at my gym now. Yeah.
Are a lot of your members local? So if we can, if you don't know where OSI is, can you just tell people where OSI is
located? Yep, we're in Brook Park. In Brook Park, off of Brook Park Road.
If they're not in Cleveland and happen to watch this or listen to it, it's on the west side of Cleveland.
West side of Cleveland, near the airport.
Kind of close to the airport, right?
Yep. 5139 West 140th. We're probably 5 minutes from the airport.
Okay, gotcha. Why would they want to come in here?
Why would any member or just...
If they're looking to visit... Or check it out. Why would they want to come in here? What's your sales pitch? So I know you don't sell, but
we don't. We definitely don't.
But if you have a sell, if you have a, you know, the elevator speech, right?
I honestly don't know that I have one. Here's the thing. If someone comes in here, I let them look around first. They get an idea.
Yeah.
If they're still on the fence, I'll say, what are you looking to do?
Yeah.
You know, you like to power lift, if you just want to lift weights, it's okay. Don't be intimidated by some of the stuff you see. I have a lot of basic equipment here that you can use. So there is that part of it where people come in here or won't come in here because they're intimidated about what happens, you know, what goes on here. It's, you know, we have that good or bad.
Yeah.
Like you said, you want to go there. That's where you go to get strong. But that turns people away sometimes.
True.
So when you come in, I let them look around and see it's not that bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's everybody just working.
Okay.
Sometimes people are so into their own thing, they don't even notice what else is going on here. So if you're a beginner and you come in, you'll be fine.
Don't be scared about getting strong.
No, don't be afraid. Come on in.
Don't be afraid of working or training in a strong environment.
Exactly.
Around strong people.
Yep.
Because consequently, you might get stronger as a result.
Right. We've had members say that this is the strongest they've ever been. And they've been lifting weights for years.
Yeah.
But because of this atmosphere, maybe because of some of the equipment you have access to, they've gotten better.
Yeah.
You know? And that's why everyone here is just trying to get better, whatever that is for them. You don't have to, you know, squat the most in here. Yeah. You don't have to be a top-notch bodybuilder. Everyone's just working on getting better, whatever that means to them.
Okay. What's the future for OSI besides, you know, the expansion with MMA and martial arts and the fitness classes? Are you looking ahead at anything else? Do you know where you're going?
I would like to continue to grow this membership base here. I still don't think we are where we could be.
Okay.
Even though we're more of a niche-y type crowd, I think there's still some people out there that can benefit by being in here.
Okay.
Are
most of your members, I think this is where I was going with the previous question. Mm-hmm. Are most of your members local? You know,
pretty much.
I guess, you know, I don't know, 25 mile radius.
Sure. Yep.
But people can, do you get a lot of people outside of that coming in?
We do.
Okay.
Sure. Even if they come for the day or the weekend,
you
know, people that may live in Akron and the weekends, they come in because it's just easier to drive in then. We do have some members that will come from a little further out, 30, 35 miles. But we're, you know, I don't want to say the general area, but the surrounding cities and suburbs. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When do you think the space won't be big enough?
Oh,
man. Do you have that in mind?
I don't know.
Have you thought about that?
Every time I say it's big enough, something happens and we have to expand. I will say this. Right now, even after the expansion, we're full. You know, there's still another piece of equipment that's coming in, and we don't have a place to put it. I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll figure it out.
Okay.
So right now, we are full. I think I'm in the turnover equipment type of business now. So, you know, some of the equipment that's been around for a while that we could probably use a new one, looking at doing stuff like that. But yeah, we're full.
Okay.
We'll get a little bit of space.
You ever think about franchising also?
I've been approached a lot about that. My problem, I don't want to say my problem. I guess the hesitation is I'm putting my name on it. like I have here. And if it doesn't go well, then it, to me, it reflects badly on me or OSI, this place where it all started. I, you know, if some place opens up in California or something, I can't watch it. I'm not going to be there. The vision might not be the same as mine. I just don't, I don't know how it could work.
Yeah, you know, based on the previous 40 minutes that we've been talking, I'm not surprised by that answer because you can't easily recreate or repackage a certain feel to a gym, a certain culture and environment which you've built organically, which I'm still trying to figure out how.
Still trying to figure it out.
But let it keep growing. If there was one thing that anybody watching or listening that you would want them to take away from meeting you or learning about OSI, what would that one thing be?
That any goal that you have when it comes to fitness, we can help you here. Don't be afraid to come in here. Mm-hmm. You know, fitness is important to us. This isn't, I know I said I got to work, but I don't feel like I work, really. I don't feel like I go to work. This is what I love to do. It's important to us. It's important that people that come in here reach their goals. They're getting what they want out of the gym. So anyone that has anything that they're trying to do fitness-wise, we can help you. You know, this is the spot to come to.
Okay.
Yeah, it's we can help everybody. Everybody do anything. So
yeah, we have the kind of unique, I guess, luxury. We get to visit gyms all the time. Just because you don't have a podcast doesn't mean you can't, you know, come in and check out different gyms and try and train with different people. It's refreshing. You always pick up new things, learn new things from different people. If you're stuck, if you hit a plateau when you're training, it's probably a good time to maybe visit somewhere else.
Sure.
And that could be OSI or any gym.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Where can people find you?
5139 West 140th.
Okay.
Brook Park, Ohio. In Brook Park, off Brook Park Road.
Social media?
TJ OSI Gym Slomka. That's Slomka. And we have a business page too, Old School Iron Gym. We have a Twitter. We have Instagram. I think the Instagram is...
I think it's Old School Iron.
Right? Old School Iron CLE, I think it is.
Link that up.
The please. Twitter might be the same.
Yeah.
What else do we have? I think that's it. We have a online store that you can get shirts and other things. You know, we print everything on site, you know, so you can customize your print order.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, that's it. We're all over, I think.
All right, perfect. Again, we'll link all that up in the show notes. If you're on YouTube or our website, it's right below us. If you're on iTunes or Stitcher, jump over to our website or on YouTube, check out the info there. TJ, thank you very much, man.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming out.
Take care, guys.